Hi, I'm Kim.
And I'm Danae. Welcome to Mysterious Mavens Podcast.
We are a true crime podcast, but we also like spooky things.
Spooky things.
But most of all, we like self-care for yourself. What did you do this week for self-care?
So
I'm like, break.
This week for self-care, well, it was actually a couple weeks ago, but I'm going to use it for this week. My friend Corey taught me how to make sourdough.
Who's Corey?
Only my best friend ever. She taught...
I saw her today. Love her.
Oh, sorry.
No, I love her. Yeah, I saw her today.
She's the best. She taught me how to make sourdough, and she gave me the sourdough starter.
Please help me.
And I made it. And I was like, I'm not good at baking. I'm going to fuck this up. But I didn't fuck it up.
You say that, but you are good at baking. You just don't believe in yourself. No, you're good at baking because we made that bread last year and it was 10 out of 10. And I wouldn't have been able to do it without your help because you and me kept adding water.
Well, because I feel like sometimes these recipes are full of shit.
Yeah. And we kept adding water and like nothing bad happened.
And like when you're at high altitude. Like,
yeah.
And you're making something and you're baking it, like, it's different than, like...
But please believe in yourself because you're actually really good at baking.
Oh my God, thank you.
So...
Well, I made it and it was delicious and it was just, like, I'm on this, like I said a couple weeks ago, I'm on this, like, kick of, like, creating things. No.
Corey, listen to us, but also, like, help me with, also, with sourdough. Like, you guys...
So, I wrote down all the steps and stuff, so I'll... I need to get a little bit more started from
her. Can we do that and rhubarb? We'll just do a day. We'll make a thing of it.
We'll make a whole thing of it. And I'll show you how to do it.
Please.
Like, it's steps. Like, there's lots of steps.
Okay, but once you get them down.
It's not actually, like, hard.
It's irritating at first, but, like, once you get them down, then you can start, like, cranking stuff out.
Yeah, no, yeah. Totally. And she's, like, cranking stuff out, and she's, like, I feel like. This is her, like, hidden talent that she needs to, like, cash in on.
Yeah.
And, like, start making some fucking money from. Because it's so good.
Let's three of us. I say three, but Keith needs to be involved. The four of us just craft fair this summer.
Yeah. And,
like, I don't give a fuck. Like, it's going to be ridiculous.
We're creating
shit.
Yeah. We're manifesting our
lives. I have over 100 bracelets to sell.
Let's do it.
Yeah. Telling you. Hey, everyone, want to come to our craft fair?
Buy I have shit bracelets. From us. Give us Buy money. Thank
well,
you.
I have a wedding. That's where this is coming from.
You gotta save some
money. Yeah. Yeah. So.
What did you do for your self-care?
So we got your plant from Tagawa Gardens. I have been. Okay. Do you want to go?
There.
Do you want to go? It's down the street from us.
Yeah.
We bought hot honey. Because,
I love hot honey.
Because of you. I said, we need this. Danae's told me, like, get hot honey. And also, I bought this, like, avocado, like, cilantro lime salad dressing.
Oh, my God, yes.
I haven't used it yet. It was, like, kind of pricey, but, like, I think it's like, going to be so worth it.
People are hand-making this shit.
Yeah, like, and I totally want to support, like, those people.
Things, yeah.
Yeah, so we got some hot honey. We got that.
Hell, yeah.
I'm obsessed with going there because it's just, like...
Dude, I want to go.
It's like a feel good time. It's not even just like a like I love plants. Don't get me wrong.
Oh no,
but like
dude,
I like
go nuts on plants. Like don't get me wrong.
But like it's not only plants. It's like because you and me like we like farmers markets and craft fairs. We like independent like people
yeah,
own
like,
stuff.
I'm not about like a Gucci belt. I'm
like you and me are like let's go to a farmers market. Yeah. Let's buy from local.
Give
people.
Me some fucking
and that's
pickles
what
from
it
a farmers
is.
Market.
So yeah, they have pickles there. They have jars. Okay, we'll go.
Pickles.
I'm serious. Like, let me know when you're free. Let's go. But that's kind of my self-care was just going there and, like, seeing it.
God,
and
I
then,
love a farmer's market.
Yeah,
especially,
same.
Like, in the summer and, like, you know, like, it's kind of the beginning. Like, it's
we'll go to the
spring,
Parker one, too.
And,
like, we'll just
let's
we'll
hit all
farmer's
of them.
Market it up.
Let's do it. We're
but
in
yeah,
a cottagecore
that was
era.
My self-care. I am 30s, you know, like I don't need to go down to the clubs and drop it low. I need to go to the farmer's market and drop my money.
Literally thinking about that. I was like, we're not in this, like, we're partying anymore. We're in this, like, oh my God, like, Corey's making sourdough. I'm making limoncello. You're making bracelets. Keith's making charcuterie boards. Like,
we're making. We're creating.
And then we're, like, sharing those, like, things with our friends so that they can make it
I value this more than going out. Going out in the rare occasion is fun.
Sure. For, like, a bachelorette here and there. Yeah. Whatever.
We had fun at the bachelorette party.
It was so fun. But like, it's like a once in a blue moon kind of
thing.
Yeah,
I'm not like every weekend like, oh, no.
We gotta go now.
Like, no, I'm good.
I hate people.
Yeah, people just walk slow and you're like, are you even paying attention?
Please. People drive slow. Dude, fucking Littleton.
Oh, today? Keith was yelling.
Dude, because they drive so slow around here. Uh-huh.
We were trying to back out of a spot for like 20
senior
minutes.
Senior citizens it was central.
So bad.
I'm like, can you please?
Guys, stop moving to Colorado. We have, It's overdone. It's overrun. It's not like it used to be.
And
come visit.
I'm sorry. If we're in a fucking 40 mile per hour zone,
go the speed limit.
No, at least go 45. What the fuck are you doing? Yeah,
but people aren't even going 40.
Why are you going 40 in the left lane?
Like, leave.
Please.
Bye.
Get out of here.
Get over.
Anyways, that's my road rage.
We like to bitch sometimes. It's healthy. By the way, what are you talking about this week?
So this week, I'm going to tell you the tale of Andreas, and you listen to the pronunciation just before this, bitcha.
Yeah. Oh.
That was that.
Okay, I thought you were just like trying to make me laugh by saying bitchy. No. It said bitchy. Yeah, it did.
It said bitchy.
But I listened to the pronunciation, but yes, please say
he's a German man. He's considered the Bavarian Ripper.
Okay. I have a feeling he kills people. Just
right off
the bat.
Shot
in the dark. Shot in the dark.
He's not a farter who farts a lot. He kills people.
Okay. That's where we went. All right.
The Ripper. I'm here for like, it. Ripping ass, it. You know? Yeah. No, I actually.
This is the weirdest laugh I've ever
laughed.
Let
me give credit where credit is due. I stole that joke of him being the farter from my dear sweet husband, Steven.
That doesn't surprise me.
I know. He loves a fart joke.
Like when you were like, I'm credit, I'm like, Steven.
Yeah. Steven. Yeah. Immediately.
Yeah. Okay. I've never met a man who loves fart jokes and is way older than us than your husband.
Well, he still laughs every time he does like any sort of stretching. I'll be like
your brother does that too, and every time everyone's like
it's hilarious. Like if someone's like reaching for something or like doing some kind of stretch,
gets a laugh every time,
and you do a squeaky
gets
fart,
gets a laugh every time.
Hilarious.
Oh my god, that's really funny.
Yeah, and he's like, it's not funny. I'm like, well, you're laughing, so I'll stop doing it when clearly, you stop laughing.
It's fucking hilarious.
It's hilarious.
You piece of
I'm
shit.
I'm a comedian. Thank you. All
right.
Okay.
So the Bavarian Ripper.
Not farts, people.
Yep.
Okay. Just to be clear.
Gotta clarify things.
Andreas Bichel. I'm gonna just say it like that.
That's how it was pronounced.
That's how they said it. Okay. It's B-I-C-H-E-L.
Yep.
He was born in 1760.
Oh, because this is old timey.
This is an old timey one. You know, right. I love an old timey one.
I am more modern, but.
You do love a more modern, but.
I'm excited.
So he was born in the town of Regendorf, which is in Bavaria, Germany.
Okay.
Think of like Munich area. So it's like southeast
Germany. I work with Germans. Love them.
Germans are great.
Love them.
They make great beer.
So, they are very helpful when you're talking about how you want to travel.
And kind.
Yeah. Like, I'm not even joking. Sorry. Side note.
Yeah.
I was talking about how I want to go to Norway. And one of the Germans at the company was like giving me websites to look at. He was telling me places to go.
I love people like that. Like, please do that.
I thought it was so nice. He said, I'm just going to warn you, it is very expensive. Also, thank you for that.
So expensive.
But like, appreciate that it wasn't just like, yeah, you'll do all these things. Like,
yeah.
So, yes, go on.
Love a German.
Yes.
Maybe not this guy, though.
Well, yes, that's fair. Usually you're not on this for good reason.
So, we don't really know too much about his childhood, his upbringing, whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
Who cares? But he seemed like a pretty normal guy.
Sure.
He was married.
Unassuming, I'm guessing.
Yeah, he had three kids. He's just like, la da da, I'm German, I'm doing my shit.
Yeah. Sounds pretty average.
I'm trying to provide for my family. You know.
La di da.
Yeah. La di da. So he was known to sometimes like pilfer or like steal some veggies from his neighbor's garden. You know.
Was this at the time kind of normal? A little bit, maybe.
That's normal.
Not normal, but like
people weren't like mad about it. They were kind of like kind of rude, but like also okay. Not mad about it.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay.
You're not stealing like out of our children's mouths, like you stole a tomato, like whatever.
That's kind of more
kind of rude,
wondering.
But like we're not super pissed.
Okay. Okay.
So he seemed like pretty harmless. He's just doing his thing, living his life. And in 1807. After failing his job as an employee to an innkeeper.
Okay.
Innkeeper was like, goodbye, you're fired, you suck. You tried to steal hay from me.
I was gonna ask.
Enough is enough.
Yep.
Get the fuck out of here. Andreas is like, you know what I should do? I should be a fortune teller.
Okay. Can I just say, like, when I've been fired from jobs for stealing, I have not.
Oh, I was like, really? Tell me more.
No.
Okay.
I'm joking. That's never that has never happened. I'm honest to a fault. I am like, I should like tell fortunes.
Yeah.
That's immediately
it's the next obvious move.
Yes. Steal fortunes, profit.
Yeah. So he's like, here's what I'm going to do. Tell some fortunes. And so he's like thinking of like how he can do this. And it's like the early 1800s, right? So
yeah.
1807, it's kind of like pre like the whole spiritual movement where everyone is like.
I was going to ask that.
Yeah. Where everyone's like, oh my God. What's it called? Like this plasm? Ectoplasm.
Ectoplasm.
And it's like, it's before like the world wars where like. Spiritualism really became a thing because people wanted to connect with the lost.
Do you think when you hear fortune
from
telling
wars.
Sorry.
Yeah.
When you think of fortune telling, do you think of like a 1970s carnival where some lady has a fake crystal ball and she's wearing like
she's like
all the jewelry? Yes.
She has like a covered wagon.
Because I'm
she
thinking
has a belt with coins.
Yes. And she shakes her.
Yeah.
That's what I think about. So like 1800s, I'm like, obviously that didn't exist then. So I'm like, what?
Yeah. So, but it's kind of like that. I mean, okay. So he's like, you know what? Let's give this a go. He is like 47 at this time. And he's like, let's pivot, you know?
And 47 in the 1800s was not 47 now where
it's
you're
like
still like hot
77,
and stuff.
Like you know?
It's, yeah.
You're fucking haggard.
Yeah.
You're old as shit.
Now 47, you're like, what
you're
are
like,
you, 25?
What are you when
yeah,
you blow
look
up.
At you, 25-year-old. Oh, you're 47? Shocking.
Yeah.
So okay.
He's, you know, doing his best. And he has no gifts, you know, like, so I just wanted to put in here that there are six gifts that are called the clairs. And these are almost like your six senses. So there's like a clairvoyant. That means clear seeing.
Yep.
There's clear audience. That's clear hearing. So you like hear spirit. There's clear sentience. That's clear feeling. You like feel a vibe. There's clear cognizance. That's just clear knowing. That's like your intuition being like, this is wrong. Get the fuck out of here.
I'm signing the things it is.
Yeah. Everyone has that.
Yeah.
I think, in my personal opinion.
I think, absolutely. There's, to certain different degrees, obviously. But,
for sure, yeah. There's clear aliance, which is clear smelling. I don't think I... But that's almost kind of like if you, like, you smell cigarette smoke and no one's smoking, you're like, oh, my dad used to smoke. What's that? Like, is that, you know?
Well, I don't know about you, but when I was growing up, I'm not going to get into who smoked. Somebody in my family smoked. And I remember smelling it as a kid, but as a kid, you're dumb. You don't remember anything. And then I remember as I got older, so I smelled somebody smoking and I went, I'm 8 years old again. Like, it was the weirdest thing in the world.
Smell is one
smell,
of the strongest senses tied to memory.
Yes, because I will smell my ex-boyfriend's cologne and I want to die.
Axe body spray.
No.
Sorry, I had to do that.
Probably one of them, yes. But there's like this scent and I like smell it. Like I'll smell people wearing it.
And you're like,
ugh. And I'm like, I want to die right now.
Goodbye.
Ooh, it's so
okay,
rough.
And then the last one is clairgustance, which is clear tasting.
That's an interesting one.
I know,
that's
right?
Not something I would think about.
Yeah, like, I would never think of that either. So anyways, he has none of those talents or abilities.
I am not shocked because that's why we're here.
Yeah, he's just a normal fucking dude. So, but he also understood that, like, people have always been ready to, like, give some money to someone who's going to tell them their fortune.
I hate their cards. I don't disagree, though.
Because I'm like that. Like, yeah. But if you're, like, legit, you know, you got to be vetted.
Yeah.
I'm just going to anyone on the street.
We'll be going to that spiritual event this coming weekend.
Right.
And I'm some real really readings. Excited for it. You mean Katie.
Yeah.
Katie, get ready. I hope you're wearing your fun hat. Wear your fun hat.
We're going to figure out who our husbands are. I'm just kidding.
I hope he has blonde hair.
So he's like, let's rip some people off, you know?
Yeah, for real.
And so he's like, okay, I'm going to have like an enchanted mirror, you know? A la
Mirror, mirror on the wall. Well, isn't that Snow White?
Yeah, but Beauty and the Beast too, because she has the mirror and she like looks into it and she can like see what's happening.
I need to start watching Beauty and the Beast. I haven't seen it since I was like,
fuck. Sorry, I've seen it like a million times.
No, I know. No, it's not because I like. I'm like, I'm too cool for it. It's just like, oh, it's on TV.
You should give it a go.
I dressed
pretty good.
I dressed as Belle when I was 4 for Halloween, my birthday. And there was a little boy in my preschool class that dresses the Beast, and I made him dance with me.
Amazing.
My mom still has pictures, and we are holding hands in a photo. And my mom said he had a huge...
That's so cute.
Well, the mom said, my son has a huge crush on your daughter, because his
smile... I'm like almost crying about like how cute that is.
His smile was so big. Oh. And I was just like, I think that's so cute.
That's precious. One time... At our work, when Steven and I worked together at Globus, it was like...
After you were like together together?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, we were like living together. But okay. There was like a...
Worked together before.
These people at this job were like super into Halloween, where they like had themes. And it was like gender reverse Halloween.
I kind of love that.
So Steven was Belle and I was the Beast.
Oh my God. I remember that he was like... Wearing like, I loved it.
That's so funny.
No, those pictures were my favorite. That's like when I first started dating Keith.
Yeah,
and I was just like, oh, this is amazing.
Yeah, we did good. That was a good Halloween costume.
Well, I love that Steven committed.
He fully
guys.
He like put his hair in the little man. Half bun.
Yes, this man was so did funny. The hair. He was like, wasn't
he
wearing
long
like
hair
a...
at the time? He had like a yellow like Belle costume. It's on my Instagram. We'll find it. We'll post it. Why were we talking about this?
But
oh,
we were talking...
the magnifying glass.
Yeah, we were
mirror.
Just talking about like clear
an enchanted
and stuff.
Mirror. Okay, so Andreas, he's like, how am I gonna pull this gimmick off? He decided to get a magnifying glass. He like props it up on this like piece of wood, and he's like, it's majestic and magical and enchanted. And he just starts like spreading the word in town that he's got like a magical mirror that can tell people's fortune, blah, 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 blah. So the murderous spree began.
Oh God, that just went from like 0 to 60.
Yeah. One day when Andreas was home alone. His family, his wife and his 3 kids, like, went out to the market or some shit. I don't know where the fuck they were.
They just were doing their own thing.
Just doing, like, family things. And he was to stay at the house so that he could meet this girl who he was going to interview to be, like, a house servant. And so he was supposed to, like, interview her and be like, are you a fit? Like, blah, 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 blah.
All the questions you
asked.
I'm
the man of the house things. So... this girl comes to the house. She's a nice young lady. Her name is Barbara Reisdorf. She's like ready to be interviewed. She's got her resume. I just made that part up. I don't know if they had resumes back then, but
I feel like obviously they didn't have the resumes we have
nowadays.
But I'm sure she had some like I've done this in the past.
No, totally. And she had like a blazer, so she looked like professional.
They have blazers?
No. That's I just made that up too. Like,
I feel so dumb. Because I'm like, oh my God, what? They have blazers then?
No.
You're like, it's 1807. No, well, that, maybe like how that's the part that blew my mind. Not any of the other things. The like resume. I'm like, it's fine.
You're like, yeah, that tracks.
Yeah, why not? Blazers, what? I swear to God, I'm fine.
So she shows up. She's like, prepared. She's like, let's do this. I'm ready to be a housemaid. He sees her and he's like, you know what? He like has like a little like thought in his mind where he's like, we're gonna take this in a different direction. He's like, hey, I have an enchanted mirror. Do you want to like get a fortune reading? She's like, yeah, I would love that. He's like, okay, cool.
I'm not gonna hate because I would probably be like, you know what? Let's try it.
Okay, well, until he says this. So he's like, you know what you have to do though? Like, I have to, like, so
your titties.
You sit in front of the mirror. What I'm gonna do is blindfold you and tie your hands behind your back. Because, like, if you touch the mirror.
Wow, how John Gacy of him.
Yeah. If you touch the mirror, like, the spell is broken and I, like, can't tell your fucking future. And she's like,
sounds cool, legit. Cool. Let's do it.
Let's do it. And, you know, she's young and we can't blame her
for
that.
How old is she again? I'm so sorry.
I don't, it doesn't say.
Okay.
It just says she's young.
Okay.
And naive.
I'm assuming in the 1800s, she's probably like 14.
You know, and there's no true crime podcast for her to be like, hey, maybe don't, you know?
Hey, knowledge is power. And yeah. Unfortunately, with all scams, someone had to fall for it for us to learn.
Exactly.
So. I hate it, but it's the truth.
She's like, sure, love a fortune where I'm blindfolded and bound. And so he ties her up. And unfortunately, as soon as she does this, Andreas grabs a knife and he fucking stabs her in her neck.
What the fuck?
And, like, it gets kind of fucked up.
Before, I mean, the stab in the neck is already fucked up, but I'm guessing it gets worse.
Yeah. So before my she was like fully dead, he decided that he wanted to like cut her open and explore her insides.
Why, she's still alive?
Yeah. So her heart's like still beating.
Oh my God.
He's literally torturing her.
Oh, okay. I fucking hate it.
Yeah. He sucks. So he's stoked about this. He's like, yay, my first murder.
I'm gonna ask a fucked up question. Her heart's still beating for how long?
I don't know. There's not long? Like a lot of detail because it's like old. Like, oh, we kind God. Of only have his account of what happened.
Yeah.
But I'm assuming probably not much longer after he did that.
Oh my God. I hope she was just so in shock she didn't feel it.
Me too. So he's like, well, gotta like clean this up before my fucking family gets home.
Oh, at his own house too. Yeah. So I'm sweating right now. Did you see me touch my head? I'm sweating. Sorry, that made me sweat.
I know, because it's horrible.
So horrible.
He cleans up the house. He disposed of Barbara's body. His family comes home. They're like, let's have dinner. It's fine. And apparently, over the course of a few weeks, Andreas like. He decided that he like really liked committing murder.
I mean, usually that's, he was like,
that was fun. I want to do it again.
Yeah.
And so he tried to lure three other women to his house. He's like, hey, come on over. Fortune telling, magic mirror. And as soon as he told them the part that they had to be blindfolded and bound, they were like, fuck you. Goodbye.
Oh, good. Yeah. Okay.
So they were like, you're weird and creepy. Absolutely not. So luckily,
I feel like they weirdly, got away safe. The part that would happen to me is I was like, if I had to be bound, no.
Immediately, no. And blindfolded? What are you going to do?
Like, blindfolded, whatever. Why? Because I feel like you could pull it off quickly, but like, bound?
Absolutely no. Not. And blindfolded tells me, like, you're tricking me.
Like, is there going to be a dick in my face? Is that what I'm going to pull down and be like, oh, it's a wiener?
Totally.
No thanks.
Absolutely not. So, a year later, 1808, Andreas finally gets his chance to try again with his favorite murdering hobby.
He's 48 at this point?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And a young woman named Catherine Seidel was passing through town. She was a traveler. And she somehow met him, and he just, like, he convinced her to come back to his house.
Okay.
And see his enchanted mirror, tell the fortune, and he even told her about the whole, like, binding and the blindfolding. She was like, yeah, let's do it. But what he also told her was...
Hey, victim blaming, but girls, ladies, come on.
They didn't have podcast Kim.
I know, but like...
They didn't have Unsolved Mysteries.
I just like, I want so much more for them.
I know.
That's what.
So he also told her to wear her best dress and to bring her other, like, third best dresses with her. And she's like,
on The Bachelor.
Cool. Let's do it. So she shows up in her best dress. She brings her other three best dresses. She's ready to fucking go.
I feel like if someone's
she's
like
bring show your best dress, me I'd my be husband. Like,
Danae, which one should I wear?
I don't know. And so he's like telling her, you know, because like at this time, you have to keep in mind too, like when you, it's like, think of like Bridgerton things where it's like when you marry someone, you're marrying into their money. So like marriage is not about like, hey, I like you. It's about like, what kind of power and money and things can I inherit for my future children?
Wow, sounds toxic.
No, it's fucked up. So she's like, yeah, like I want to see who I'm going to marry in my, like in this magical mirror. Like tell me the future. And so she shows up. She's
I
ready
guess
to go.
When you want to believe so much, you'll just like
do whatever.
Look past the red flags.
And also like how big was science in 1808, you know?
Yeah. Well, think of, okay, I'm just gonna like be the devil's advocate right here.
Yeah.
They probably thought science was fucking advanced as shit.
Sure.
Think of how we think science is advanced as shit. Think about 50 years from now, how advanced it's truly gonna be.
Right. But we're also like in a time where like if someone on the street was like, do you wanna like come see a magic mirror and see
100%,
your future
husband? I so agree
We'd
with
be
you.
Like, no.
But I'm saying like with science, like I'm sure at the time she's like, wow, we are top notch.
Sure. So I don't know what clever reasoning he gave her to like bring the dresses. Like I don't know how he like got that part, you know?
Some people just like to dress up. That could be it.
But whatever. So she shows up and you can only guess. He stabs her and looks at her insides and he like dismembers her.
While she's alive, I'm guessing.
Yep. And then here's where the dress thing comes in. He sells those dresses to the tailor in town.
What a fucking asshole.
He's trying to provide for his family, so
I'm
not giving him any justice. I'm just saying.
For my family, but I have not been like,
but like I'm not gonna
let me
murder
kill
someone.
Somebody and sell their dresses to a tailor.
Yeah.
Imagine watching that. Like, hey, I have these dresses. They'd be like, from where? And I'm like, doesn't matter.
Shut up.
It doesn't. Shut Give up, me money. Yo.
So,
but we'd go to Plato's Closet. And here's $5 for this $300 dress.
Pretty much. So then, a couple months later,
okay,
Catherine's concerned sister. You're gonna love this name, Walburga.
Walburga?
Walburga.
Like
Walburga.
I'm just thinking Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah, Walburga.
Okay, Mark Walburga.
Yeah, Walburga Seidel. She's
okay
coming into Reggendorf, and she's like, hey, like,
what's going on?
Where's my sister? I got a letter from her stating, you know, like, she met this guy, and he was going to tell her fortune and who she's going to marry. And it's been, like, a while since that letter.
Yeah.
Haven't heard from her.
Getting concerned.
Don't know where she is. Sure. I'm concerned. And, you know, they don't have, like, phones, obviously. They can't just send a text and
could
be like,
you
bitch,
imagine if I sent my family a letter, like, I will be marrying Keith on
Goodbye.
The fourth day of October.
Right.
Like,
weird.
I mean, like, obviously, that's all they had at that time, but sure. I'm just like, what the fuck?
So, she's obviously like, where the fuck is my sister? So, she goes into this town, and she's like, this is where I know that she was last. She's going from like restaurant to bakery to like every little shop in town. She's talking to all the townspeople. Like, have you
good for met her. Her? Yeah.
Like, have you met my sister Catherine? Do you like? What kind of conversations did you have? Like, I'm trying to find her. Yeah. You know, like asking questions.
Really good sister move.
As a good older sister would. And she goes into
my sister would 100% do that. Just saying.
Absolutely, that's what sisters do. Yeah.
So she I would do it for you because I'm kind of an older sister. At this point.
We're like in laws now.
So whoops.
So whoops.
I thought you'd enjoy that part.
Well, so she goes into the tailor, and she noticed that he was like making a waistcoat with some very familiar fabric. Also a waistcoat.
So clearly this was stuff she had for a while, enough that her sister knew about it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I didn't know what a waistcoat was, so I did have to give it a goog. And it's a vest, basically. It's just like a vest.
Okay, because I would think like...
Women could wear it like over their like corset kind of thing. Or men could wear it with like their suit.
Well, I was wondering if it was a peacoat, because right when you said that, I'm like, peacoat probably.
Yeah, so it's just like a vest. And... she's like, that material looks familiar because, like, at this time, every piece of clothing that you have is, like, made for you, right? Like, there's no, like, ready-made H&M shit. Like,
wait, people weren't running to the local H&M.
Yeah, they weren't
themselves.
Running to the local H&M.
Well, yeah, at that point, everyone had to make their own clothing. Or right. You had somebody that made it for you.
Exactly. So she recognized this material and she's like, that's what my sister's petticoat was made out of. Like, what's one of her on? Petticoats.
Sure.
And she's like, hey Taylor, where did you get that piece of material? And he's like, oh, Andreas Bitchell sold it to me.
If she wasn't on top of it, she would have never seen that.
And that's why we love a woman, you know.
Yeah, we're gonna investigate. We're gonna, if you we think something's we're weird, we're gonna ask questions.
Yeah. And she's like, huh, okay. And then she finds out that this guy has a fucking enchanted mirror. And she's like, oh, the pieces are falling together.
So her sister did tell her about the magic mirror and stuff.
Yeah, because it was going to, like, tell her who her husband was or whatever the fuck.
Sure.
So Walburga is like, bro, this is not normal. Like, her intuition is like, meh, 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 meh. Like, shit's going off.
Yeah.
She's like, last letter I got from her was talking about this fucking guy with the enchanted mirror, and now her petticoat is being, like, repurposed as a fucking waistcoat. What the hell? So she goes to the police, she tells them this, like, all her details, you know, like, my sister's missing.
God, thank God for her.
There was a letter. What's the deal with this guy? And so the police go to Andreas Bitchell's house and they're like, hey, brother, we need some information. Like, do you know Catherine Seidel? And he's like, oh, yeah, Catherine. What a sweet girl. So here's what happened. She came to my house. She met this other random young man
that just happened to be hanging out at his house.
He was just hanging out here, and I don't know his name, but he was here, and they fell in love, and then they were like, you know what we should do? Elope.
Goodbye. Okay, because you would just have random men hanging around your house. Yeah. Like, what
so
the fuck?
So police have the same reaction as you, and he's like,
that's not how life works, buddy.
What? They didn't just, like, done run off together. Like, what the fuck are you talking about? Like, who? What?
Yeah, that's so weird.
So they're like, anyways, we're gonna need to search your house. And so they search his house, and guess what they find?
I'm guessing body parts.
Correct.
I'm so
So first, they found a whole bunch of women's clothing, some of which was Catherine's. And then...
idiot.
Then, with the help of a trusty police dog, they were led to the woodshed behind the house. And that...
as would be...
a real good place to hide some
really
parts.
Good place to hide shit.
Yeah. If you're stupid.
Yeah.
Because why would you hide it on your own property? But besides the point.
Use your brain.
Don't be dumb.
Yeah.
So, of course.
And I'm sorry, they use dogs for this?
Yeah. They had police dogs. They were
on
it.
No, that's really impressive. Like, I actually didn't know they had dogs at that point.
Mm-hmm. So the police found some mutilated women's remains. They found a head. They found
that's a
body chopped in half. They found a body like sliced downward, like in half this way. Like not like
your head cut in half, but like from
like crotch to
symmetric, symmetric chopping.
Yeah,
symmetric chopping.
And
Jesus Christ.
And they were just completely horrified. Like, they were not expecting that.
I wouldn't be okay after that.
No.
Like, finding that. I'd be like, I'm not good.
And so they confronted Andreas and they're like, hey, found some bodies.
What is this about?
What the fuck?
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, wasn't me.
Okay, Shaggy.
What?
It wasn't me.
I don't know anything about that. They're like, okay, well, we're gonna go ahead and take you down to the office, you know? And then when they interrogated him, he folded, like, immediately.
100%.
He told them that the bodies belonged to Barbara Reisdorf and Catherine Seidel, which is, like,
and duh. They only found two bodies? Mm-hmm. They didn't find it? Okay.
Because the other three women that he tried to lure in, they were like,
no, this is weird.
Goodbye.
Okay, good.
Like, that's red flags.
Yeah.
So when they asked him, they're like, why would you do this? Like, why would you kill these innocent women? Like, what's your deal? And he was like, well, like, it was like the clothes that tempted me. Like, I knew I could like sell their clothes.
Oh, so is this where like what were you wearing came into play?
It wasn't because it wasn't like a there wasn't like a sexual assault. Like, he just knew that he could sell their
nicely
made clothes.
That's just insane to say, like, oh, it was their clothes that lured me in. Like,
to kill them.
What?
Yeah. Like, dude, relax.
That's where I'm like, oh, okay, because we've heard this. Yeah. What were you wearing?
But so he knew he could sell the clothes for money, but then in a sick, twisted way, he wanted to see what their insides looked like.
Well, yeah.
So he killed them. He got them open. And in a quote from the book called The Book of Werewolves by Sabina Baring Gould.
I like the name. I like the title.
He said in his trial, I opened her breast and with a knife cut through the fleshy parts of the body. Then I arranged the body as a butcher does beef and hacked it with an axe into pieces of a size to fit the hole which I had dug up in the mountain for burying.
So he's comparing these women to animals.
Yeah. And he said, may I say that during the operation, I was so eager that I trembled all over and I longed to rip off a piece and eat it.
Okay.
Sir.
Oh my God.
What the fuck?
Please tell me no one was like, makes sense.
No one said that.
Thank God.
And I don't, like, I tried to find if he actually ate any bit
which
of
is like a secondary question that I did have.
Like, did you actually eat it? But I don't think he actually
the way
ate
he
it.
Talked about it, I feel like he would have
gross.
He would have been like, yeah, I ate it.
Yeah.
You know?
I couldn't find anything that confirmed or denied if he
sure.
did or didn't eat
sure,
the
sure.
meat.
Makes sense.
Which is horrible.
Horrifying that you have to look into that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gross. So Andreas Bichel was sent Bichel
works.
Was sentenced to break at the wheel. Which, if you don't know, I'll tell you.
Is that where your hands are tied?
Your
is
hand...
this what we saw in the medieval torture?
I think we might have. So what it is like, imagine a big wagon wheel, right?
Uh-huh.
You lay it on the ground. There's little spikes that are all like embedded in the wagon wheel. Then the person that is supposed to be punished lies on the wagon wheel, like face up. Their hands are tied above their head. Their feet are tied below them, like in a kind of like spread eagle. Like you're making like an X with your body. Then the executioner takes like a hammer and just like pounds the shit out of you so that your body then gets punctured by those spiky iron things.
Sounds miserable.
Sounds
like he deserved it.
True. you're not supposed to die from this. You're like, this is literally just like a torture device.
Yeah.
And then you are just left there to die. Well, and then the animals eat you.
If you remember 2 years ago, because I didn't go last year, unfortunately, but we watched, like, you and me and Eric paid the $3 to go into the medieval torture because we were really hot
at the Ren Fest.
Yeah, do you remember you and me and Eric were like, it's hot outside. Yeah. Let's go inside here. And we paid like the $3 because Eric was like, I just need to collect $3. And you and me were like, I have a dollar. And Keith like handed him a dollar. And we went in there and it was
I don't remember if that was one of them. It might have been. There were a lot of weird.
I don't know.
And there was like somewhere like rats would eat you.
Like they put that cage on. And one of them was called Iron Maiden.
Yes, the Iron Maiden.
And I only remember because like it's the band name. Yeah.
It's like a real thing.
I think that's the one with the rats.
I think the Iron Maiden is like where there's spikes and they like almost like close you in this like
the mask. Tomb thing? I don't know. Whatever. We'll go this year and we'll figure it out.
But so
we'll update you all.
They originally were like, that's how you're going to have to die.
Fucked him. Honestly. Sure.
But then they were like, okay, that's a little bit medieval. Like we're trying to phase that out. That got phased out in 1813, which was like 4 years before.
I mean, it's fucked up. I'm not saying it's not, but like. But he like, was fucked up, so.
Sometimes maybe you deserve that.
Maybe the punishment fits the crime.
Right. So, instead, they change it to beheading.
Cool.
So, on June 9th, 1809, Andreas Bichl, a.k.a. the Bavarian Ripper, was beheaded for the murders and mutilation of Barbara Reisdorf and Catherine Seidel.
It's too good for him, but I'm glad it happened.
And that is the story of the shit-ass Bavarian Ripper.
God, what a fucked up story. What a
douche, right?
Yeah, just for fun. I don't care that he was trying to support for his family. That was going far, like, killing women for their clothing.
And also, like, you're gonna tell, like, oh, this magic mirror tells me who your husband's gonna be. Like, relax.
I mean, people get really vulnerable when they think about, like, their future. Like, a lot of people are like, you know, that's a kind of a sensitive subject.
Well, and as a woman like, during that time, like, your future was
defined by who you're with.
Who you married.
Yeah.
Like, there wasn't like, I'm an independent woman making my way in the world. No. You married into whatever kind of
money.
Or
you died alone.
Yeah. Or you were a spinster at 32. Like, it was...
32 was kind. You were a spinster at 20.
True. They were like, marry you off at fucking 13. And if you don't produce a man... air off with her head.
I looked like I was like 5 when I was 13.
Oh yeah.
I totally would have found
the 13 year olds today look like they're like 22.
I know, it's crazy.
It's weird.
They don't go through the awkward period.
Why don't they go through the, like, everyone needs to go through the awkward phase.
Because here's why. Here's
kind of rude.
Because you need to like kind of know what it feels like to be awkward before you like
you have to be really humbled.
Yes, you have to be humbled. Some of you don't know what it's like to look like a fucking spider when you're 12 because your legs kept growing and your torso is a little bit slow. And that's I had these legs and half this torso. I was a fucking spider looking bitch. Like, I look at pictures of myself and I'm like, all right.
I look
awkward.
At pictures of myself and I look like I talk like this. Hey guys, let's go to the park.
No, you don't. I'm looking at pictures right now. Danae's lying to all of you.
No,
you were always really cute. You were always so cute. No, stop it. You were always so cute. You didn't have to go through the spider period of walking like this almost.
I just had to go through like debilitating anxiety. But I didn't know what it was anxiety, so I was just like,
you're just like, why is my heart beating so fast?
I guess I'm just a fucking weirdo.
Yeah, because our parents thought it was, I'm not faulting our parents, but they like were like, let's not talk about it. Let's just talk about like,
you're fine. Stop whining.
Yeah. Maybe rub some dirt on it.
Yeah. You're fine.
All right, guys, if you want to send us anything, we're going to post pictures of this on our Instagram, which is Mysterious Mavens Pod.
Yeah. I don't
just
know
on
if
Instagram.
There's actually pictures of this, but we will maybe post a picture.
I will figure something out.
Of the wheel thing.
Yeah, definitely.
Definitely the wheel. We'll use our imaginations.
Here's the thing. I want everyone to know. I listen to our episodes before I post on Instagram, so I remember what we talked about.
So post the picture of me and Steven as Beauty and the Beast.
Okay.
With me as the Beast.
Make it easily accessible. And also, make it easily accessible.
It's on my Instagram.
Do I have to go through a lot?
I'll find it for you. I'll send it to you.
I'll do it.
And also,
I'll do it because I love you.
You should ask your mom about the picture of you as a child as Belle.
Oh, I'll go over there. Guys, it's Mother's Day. I'll go over there and be like, where's your scrapbook?
Oh my God, please. That would be so cute. Please press that.
Also, fun fact. Sorry. This is totally not involved. I'm totally going to try my wedding dress tomorrow. Not, like, obviously Keith's going to be there, but I need to try it on.
Wait, what? What do you mean Keith's going to be there?
I'm not going to let him see it, but I'm going to be at my parents' house.
Oh, it's at your mom's?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you already have it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
So I'm going to try it on tomorrow.
They didn't see how like alterations or anything?
I don't know yet.
Oh.
So.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
I'm going to try it on and like see how.
If you need to like.
Because I've been, you know, knee issues. And, yeah.
And also you've been working out.
Yeah. Been working out. Not a big deal.
Yeah. Doing some squats.
Here and there.
Running on a treadmill, only eating salads.
Yeah. I wish that was my
like
life.
A niche Drake lyric. Anyway.
Gmail.
Mystery. Yeah. Our email is on Gmail at mysteriousmavenspod@gmail.com if you would like to tell us any stories.
Literally anything.
And maybe if you like have a cute picture of you as Beauty and the Beast.
Oh my god. Then we would be like besties.
That'd be so cute.
After Danae, of course. But like you'd be in like the circle of trust.
Circle of trust.
We're also on Facebook and TikTok. I loved it. I was silent, but I like secretly was like, that was
okay,
amazing.
I'll just let her do
no,
it.
I wasn't looking at you like, what the fuck? But we're on Facebook and Gmail and Jesus Christ, TikTok.
Gmail.
Guys, we drink rosé sometimes.
Sometimes.
But please go add us on any one of those if you're on them.
Like, seriously, reach out. Like, please tell us if you actually listen.
I want you to know.
I'm surprised every time someone is like, oh my God, that was funny and I listened
hey, guess
to
what?
It. And I'm like, oh, you actually listen?
Okay. No, we share it with each other. Both of us know about it. Mm-hmm. It makes us really happy and it like makes our day.
It really does.
I'm usually the first one on. I'm like, da-da, look at this.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it makes our day. We love talking to people. But, yeah, we just want everyone to self-care for yourself.
Please self-care yourself.
And
until next time.
Yeah.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
At least I didn't, like, choke this time.
I mean, it happens.